The best advice I ever received personally as a writer was advice I never took. It came from a much revered older writer, long since edited from our current draft of life, proving that even God has to sometimes kill her darlings, but also proving she sometimes chooses the wrong ones. I am living through a lesser version of life as a result of my friend's passing. Do I regret not taking her advice? No. If I'd taken it, the result would have been a disaster. So, how was it good advice? Firstly, I think of it often. That's the first requirement of good advice. It's memorable, sticks in the mind, gives you the opportunity to mull it over. I was a young gun at the time, and my writer friend had become a kind of mentor. One night, stuck on a play, deadlines long burned, I called her. "I'm desperate," I said. "I've moved heaven and earth to get this commission, and now look, I'm full." You get the gist. "Well," my friend drawled, she was not from these shores, "looks to me like you have two choices, drink or dope. You can't get dope where you live, not at this time of night, so looks like it's drink. Here's what you do. Drink till you're almost falling over, then write." Like I said, I didn't take this advice. For one, the Methodist in me is not quite dead. I love a drink, but can't get drunk. Won't. For two, if I was only going to cope with a writer's life by being a souse, well, honestly, forget it. I actually couldn't be committed enough to swap writing for all the good things in my life. But it was good advice because, secondly, it came from the same world as the problem. It understood how intractable words can be, how difficult and sometimes bleak the writing life can feel. Sometimes all you can do is seek distraction or pain relief or give up. Most of all, it made me laugh. This is the third great requirement of advice. It should be memorable, yes, wise, hopefully, but also funny. The cruelty of my friend's advice was hilarious. I was not alone, but I was on my own. All real writers are. It's your play, your novel, your story. Do what you have to do. Solve it yourself. Stop bringing your friends at all hours of the night. Keep your self-pity to yourself. So, what did I do? What could I do? If I drank till dawn or continued to bang my head against the wall, I'd wind up with a headache, and very probably still no script. I went to bed, let it sort itself out, allowed myself to fail, actually. And that brings me to the second piece of advice I'll cite, sadly not given to me in person, but likewise from a master of the bleakest brilliance, Samuel Beckett. "Ever tried, ever failed, no matter. Try again. Fail again. Fail better."